Let's shift gears here for the last couple minutes of the show and talk about the fact that late Monday, a federal judge in San Francisco moved to block President Trump's new rules attempting to limit migrants' abilities to seek asylum in the United States. The judge wrote President Trump, quote, may not rewrite the immigration laws. And joining us now with more from Miami, Florida, is Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today. Alan, it's good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so first of all, just kind of give us the update here. What did the Trump administration seek to do regarding migrants' abilities to seek asylum?
Under current U.S. law, a foreigner is allowed to apply for asylum whether or not they present themselves at a port of entry. So if they present themselves at the port, they can request asylum, but also if they enter the country illegally between those ports, U.S. law also allows them to request asylum at that point. What the Trump administration tried to do back on November 9th was stop those people who entered the country illegally from being able to apply for asylum. That was in place for all of 10 days. It was quickly challenged by the ACLU and several other groups. And what the judge ruled was that the president overstepped his legal authority there and that they must continue processing people for asylum even if they enter the country illegally. It's a 30-day temporary restraining order, they'll take it up again December 19th is the earliest that they could adjust it or make any changes.
Well, and how has the Trump administration responded then to the federal judge's ruling?
Very quickly, they responded. The key word from their response was calling the ruling absurd and saying that it's absolutely within the president's authority to do this. It's important to note that he's relying on the same authority he used to implement his travel ban to do this. You know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners remember that ban was struck down a couple of times by the courts, but the third version was ultimately found legal by the Supreme Court on a 5-4 vote back in June. And in that case, what they're relying on is a separate U.S. law that allows a president to bar entry to any foreigner or class of foreigners that is deemed, quote, detrimental to the interests of the United States. They're arguing that the same situation applies here, that these asylum seekers who are entering the country illegally represent a very bad threat to the country, that they're overburdening our legal immigration system, that they're making it difficult for people who are trying to do it, quote, the legal way by presenting themselves at ports of entry, that it's making it difficult for them to get in. But again, the judge ruled that it doesn't matter. The U.S. law is incredibly clear, and that the president's actions were a clear sort of violation of what Congress had already written into law.
Well, Ellen, we've just got about 45 seconds here, but since I've got you, can you give us the latest on the family separation and what's happened with the kids who were separated from their families as their parents crossed the border here? How many children are still away from their parents?
We are getting very close to the finish line there. There's about 25, I think last check, there's about 25 children who have not, or minors who have not been reunited with their parents who are still in U.S. custody. There's about another 100 or so who have not been reunited but will not be reunited. Either the parents decided that they don't want to be reunified or have their children sent back to their home countries, or that the government has determined that the parents are unfit or pose some kind of danger to the children. So there's going to be a court hearing coming up in about a week, and that could be where they say, okay, we're done with this, let's move on.
Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.